This is Backstory, a daily conversation with New York Times reporters on the stories they're covering. I'm Jane Bornemeyer, editor of New York Times Radio. Today I'm talking to Monica Davey in Chicago, where, in a surprise move, Governor Rod Blagojevich has chosen a replacement for Barack Obama in the U.S. Senate. His choice? The well-known longtime politician Roland Burris, a former state comptroller and a former state attorney general. Governor Blagojevich, who's been charged with trying to sell Barack Obama's Senate seat, had been urged by his attorneys not to make any appointment. It remained unclear Tuesday whether the Secretary of State in Illinois would certify the appointment or whether the U.S. Senate would allow Mr. Burris to be seated. Monica, thanks for joining me.
Absolutely.
Is Governor Blagojevich right? Does he have every right and maybe even a duty to make this appointment?
Well, that's certainly the case he made here today, that really the law requires him to do this, and that's why he chose to go ahead. Certainly, under the law, this is what he can do. But I think that what we're hearing from politicians here in Illinois and also in Washington is a feeling that he didn't need to do this.
Now, by what right can the Secretary of State in Illinois decide not to certify this appointment?
Well, from talking to the Secretary of State's office just before Governor Blagojevich made his comments, they told me that, indeed, Secretary of State Dussie White has decided not to sign on to this appointment. However, their lawyers have been scouring over state law, and while by tradition the Secretary of State would go ahead and co-sign this appointment, apparently they haven't yet found any statute that requires that signature. So it's not clear that Dussie White's lack of signature is going to have much meaning here.
So what you're saying is that the appointment could go forward even without the Secretary of State certification?
That's right. And it looks to me as though the U.S. Senate statements about how they do not wish to seat this appointee are a lot stronger arguments, at least from the perspective of people I've spoken to.
And what is that argument, that by what right would the Senate decide not to seat someone who really is legitimately appointed, given that the governor is still in office?
Well, it's one of these... it's a mushy right, I would say. And my understanding of it is that they both have a right by vote to expel an appointee, but they also have a right just not to seat them. And that is what Harry Reid so far has said he intends to do. What we don't know is how the details of that will play out. If you're not seated, does that simply mean you don't have a place in the Senate chamber, but you are a senator? Does that mean you don't get paid? Does that mean you aren't called a senator? Those are the very issues that people here are sorting through. Even the state legislators don't know the answers to any of this.
Just give us your reaction to this whole episode today, the appointment, the appearance of Congressman Bobby Rush on the camera, the statements made by Roland Burris. I mean, what do you make of it?
I think to everyone here, this has been a really stunning day, and this is a stunning day in what has been several weeks of stunning days. So I talked to numerous politicians here in the past couple of hours as word filtered out that this was going to happen. People were done. They really did not believe that Governor Blagojevich was going to make this appointment. They believed that, as Governor Blagojevich's lawyer had suggested 10 days ago, that the governor was going to step back and not make an appointment. So the decision itself was shocking. I think another piece of the decision that was shocking was that it was Roland Burris. Roland Burris is an elder statesman. He was the first statewide African-American candidate ever elected to an office here. He was well respected when he was the comptroller and the attorney general, and he's not seen as part of the problems that are swirling around Illinois politics right now. So I think people were surprised that he would agree to do this. And from talking to some of the folks who are leading the impeachment committee down in Springfield who are seeking to impeach the governor, they're saying, well, we want to see Roland Burris come in here and testify before our committee about what, if anything, he had to offer to get this appointment.
I know this is just premature speculation on my part, but it seems unlikely there would be any quid pro quo, right? I mean, given the situation here?
I think that seems like an unlikely thing. Certainly that's not something Roland Burris is known for. However, you heard in the conversations today, Roland Burris does have a law firm. He does have a lobbying firm, and both of those entities have had some state business, and they've given campaign contributions to the governor. And so it can't help but raise some questions in the minds of people who have heard those very serious allegations and the criminal charges against the governor.
Okay, my last question for you, and I'll let you go. Talk about the issue of race in this appointment, given that Roland Burris would be the only African-American in the U.S. Senate, obviously replacing Barack Obama, who had been the only African-American in the U.S. Senate.
That's right. You know, Barack Obama obviously was an African-American senator from Illinois. That was important to people, that he was the only African-American in the Senate. And there are a lot of people in Illinois who, long before any of this happened, believed that an African-American should be picked. The choice of Roland Burris is significant in that way. Obviously, he is African-American. And I think the interesting thing I heard today was that Congressman Bobby Rush raised that issue and said he intends to raise that issue with his colleagues in the legislature in Washington and raise the question about whether you can say no to an African-American, well-respected politician who's coming in to replace another well-respected African-American senator.
Another fascinating day and a fascinating story. Monica, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That was the Times' Monica Davey in Chicago with word that Governor Rod Blagojevich had appointed Roland Burris to replace Barack Obama in the U.S. Senate. For New York Times Radio, I'm Jane Bornemeyer. I'll be back again tomorrow with another edition of Backstory. To subscribe to the Backstory podcast, go to nytimes.com/podcast, and you can also find us on iTunes.